Well, it's spring officially here. We got teased with some super nice weather, of course, over the weekend, the first part of this week, and it's still not bad today. And it'll turn a little cooler, but still thinking spring. And when you think spring, a lot of times you think spring cleaning. And that's what happens in the city of Coldwater annually. It's going to come up this Friday afternoon from 3 until 5. Folks at the Coldwater Main Street program helping to put this together. Audrey Tappanen in the studio. And it's really kind of a nice way to kind of get people together and spruce things up a little bit, right?
It is. It's very timely. It always coincides right around Earth Day, so it's very on theme. And we do it usually a week or two before a lot of our major events start happening downtown, like Walk a Mile, like the car cruise. So it's just a good time of year to be out. Usually the weather cooperates, and it looks like it's going to this week as well. We see no reason that we'll need to postpone.
All right. So you've got a schedule 3 to 5. What? When are you asking folks to be there, and what do they have to be there the whole time? How's that all work?
They do not need to show up the whole time. We usually have some people pop in and out for whatever they've got time for, mm-hmm. students, families, and those types of things. We do meet a little bit before 3 p.m. in Four Corners Park by the fire pit by Southern Michigan Bank and Trust, where our DMS department helps us hand out gloves and rakes and shovels and all the other things that we use to sweep and pick up some debris around the parking plazas, the streets, and other areas.
Now, it's not quite like what Holland does, because they sweep all the streets just before their tulip time. They make that a big, but I think they're in costume then too, so that's kind of.
You know, we've never considered costumes, but I will write it down as a note for next year. I love a theme.
Okay. So again, you'll have the trash bags, you'll have the brooms, you'll have the gloves for people if they don't have them.
Yes, I am. If people do have extra push brooms and they want to bring them, those tend to be really helpful. Otherwise, yes, we do have a good amount of things to pass out. We do ask people to let us know at least a couple days ahead of time if they're coming so that we can make sure that we do have enough of those items to share.
Okay. So what kind of things are you going to be cleaning up? What sort of things?
You know, we actually don't have to tackle the landscaping, which is nice. Yeah. The city takes care of that for us. So what we do is usually we are sweeping around islands and parking plazas. We are picking up miscellaneous things that we find in before that landscaping is done, and just kind of going out and making sure that sidewalks, parking plazas, drains, and all those types of things are free and clear.
And afterwards, there's a reward for people who help out, right?
Yes, Broadway Grill has very generously sponsored us for a few years now, a thank you meal for those volunteers who have the time and are interested in joining us afterwards for pizza and pop.
Okay, so what's the best way, folks, to RSVP for this then?
We do have a sign-up genius link that's on the Facebook event, or they could email me directly if they'd like, atappenden@coldwater.org, or give me a call, 279-6913.
All right, and the Facebook page is the Coldwater Main Street Program? Is that what it is? Or
Downtown Coldwater Facebook Downtown page. Coldwater.
All right, good. Keep Coldwater clean this Friday afternoon from 3 until 5, and again, meet at the Four Corners by the fire pit there, and kind of spruce things up for the spring.
And for people who can't make it 3 to 5, the city and the BPU are also coordinating a cleanup of some of the cemetery areas from 1 to 3. So okay. There are some options, and they're welcome to reach out to staff to find the cleanup that works for them.
Perfect stuff. Thanks, Audrey. Audrey Tappanen from the Coldwater Main Street Program with us this morning. AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.